Welcome to the Social Impact Solutions Podcast, where we help mission-driven leaders measure and market their social impact so they can raise more money and do more good. I'm Lauren.
And I'm John Mark. Together, we bring you expert insights, practical strategies, and real-world stories to help you create more meaningful and measurable change. This podcast is designed for purpose-driven leaders. So let's dive in, explore what's possible, and take your mission to the next level. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Social Impact Solutions Podcast. I'm excited to introduce you to Julie Davids, the founder and CEO of Plus Media Solutions, a groundbreaking tech company that turns attention into measurable action. Now, Julie's career spans philanthropy, nonprofit work, and corporate leadership, including leading impact solutions at BNP Paribas. She knows that behind every powerful nonprofit story is a question that can make or break the organization. Are we creating real change? In the world of nonprofits, proving the impact of media campaigns can be especially challenging, but Julie has built a platform that has mastered the art of turning powerful stories into measurable results. Through Plus Media, she's leveraging innovative technology to help mission-driven organizations just like yours prove and amplify the change that they create. You're going to love this conversation with Julie. Let's go ahead and dive on. Julie, thank you so much for being here today.
Great to see you again, Joe Mark.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we're going to have a very fun conversation about impact marketing, impact measurement, and all the great things that go along with that. But before we do, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself and the company that you have?
You bet. I'm Julie Davids. I'm the founder and CEO of Plus Media Solutions. And an interesting and varied journey from the farmlands of Northern California to Midtown Manhattan. What I saw in my professional life, starting out in the nonprofit philanthropic world and ending up in the impact investing world with a large global bank, what really struck me was how much time and effort and resources we pour into messaging, communications, ads, videos to tell our story. What I saw was a lot of great work and not a lot of great action attached to that. And I saw a real struggle with measuring impact of my campaign, of my brand, of my story. How do I know what's happening besides someone just putting a thumbs up there? So I left the bank and I launched Plus Media to solve for that.
That's fantastic. And you started Plus Media around 4 years ago. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's such a great insight. You know, Lauren and I, we came from a similar background of being on the impact, like the evaluation side, and then also working with impact investing groups. And I was like, wow, we can really start to bring both of these things together and do more, just better work, more impactful work with the nonprofit sector. But I love the way that you're saying this because I have watched many a documentary, right? And at the end of that documentary, being so upset about buildup of the problem. But hey, maybe we're not all going to die. Maybe the polar bear is going to, you know, find another ice patch that he can, you know, swim onto rather than just treading water in the middle of the, you know, the Arctic. There's no call to action, right? And there's no plan for like what success looks like if we take action. All we hear is problem, failure, disparity, right? It's just like, oh, despair. Like this is what we don't want. Right. Tell us how Plus Media really is a solution for that.
Well, your scenario is actually just spot on because, you know, when we all think about when we watch something, good storytellers, it evokes all of this emotion in us. And we're excited or we're upset or we're motivated to do something. And then the film ends. And the film either ends with you, you know, wanting to cry, or you thinking, wow, you know, I'd like to do something. And then you get a text, you got to pick up the kids, you know, you've got work to do and you don't really know what you can do. And then you start, most people start thinking as I have, what is my action really going to change? Is this really going to change anything? And life goes on. So what Plus Media does is look at that point of emotion, that moment of interest, and we plug in to that content so that the viewer of the content, and I'm talking about whether it's on a TikTok video or mainstream TV or a feature film, she can tap the screen or click or scan depending on what device she's using and what platform she's on. So there's no download, there's no sign in. It's just frictionless. And each viewer gets her menu of what she can do that's aligned with the content that she's just watched and aligned with where she is geographically to make those solutions relevant to her health, her world, her finances. So it feels very real. And then on the back end of all of that, is, as we just mentioned, we are measuring what does that viewer do? We're measuring it anonymously, but did she choose to sign a petition? Did she buy a product? Did she download a toolkit? Did she share her story? You name it.
I think that's so well put and very intelligently designed on this. So let's just use, we'll use a couple of examples and then we'll use actual real case studies that you have right now. So I love watching these, you know, nature documentaries. You know, I'm one of those guys that just love being outside and I'd like for the outside to continue being beautiful. And so if I'm watching anything on Netflix, like Planet Earth or something narrated probably by Sir David Attenborough, yes. It seems to be the go-to. And we're hearing these terrible stories about what's going on with the environment. I've heard these my entire life, right? Amazon rainforest is being, you know, destroyed across Brazil, or the polar ice caps, or whatever is going on. And all we get is problem, 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 problem. And that's the end of the film. Maybe they got a few awards, you know, as a nonprofit. And that's it. Conversation over. What you're saying is go ahead and continue creating these remarkable documentaries, these remarkable works. Like you said, it could be a TikTok or it could be a Netflix documentary, anything in between. TikTok reel all the way to Netflix. You're saying we have a clear call to action. Like, again, I'm watching Sir David Attenborough's, you know, Planet Earth volume 500. And he says, here's how you take action. I click the link. I go to a standard page and it has action items. And that could probably be donate, sign a petition, take action, call your congressperson, whatever those calls to action might be. And you're actually recording and reporting on that so that the organizations can build more momentum. It's like, we're proving the impact of this film. We're proving the what action was taken and what difference that this campaign really had. Is that a fair analysis?
Very fair. I'll add a couple of things just to highlight our impact operating service, as we call it. So David Attenborough is a great example. Steam comes out of my ears every time I watch one of those, because I think if we could just get to them, imagine how many people we could engage. So just as an aside, just in the past few months of work, we have activated over 150,000 people, and 64% of those folks have taken two actions.
That's fantastic.
So that makes us really, really happy. But back to the David Attenborough, imagine if even 2% of those viewers took an action. And when they have that opportunity, when they finish the documentary or the series, and they tap or click or scan, what happens is it looks like it's part of the series. It doesn't look to the viewer as though you're taken somewhere else. It's branded for that. It's every image, every font, every graphic is specific to the client. And I would go further and point out something that a lot of people overlook. We don't immediately ask for donations. People are really, really tired of being asked for money. So the menu of engagement that we curate is very, very careful and thoughtful. We may ask for donate, but maybe that's a real goal or KPI, a key performance index for a client. But if that's the case, we want to make sure that viewer really feels close and really understands the cause. And then we move that viewer to that donate or the volunteer or whatever the goal of the client.
But just if you took it from the standpoint of a lead magnet, right? A lead form, This is huge. Right. And so if you can piggyback off of Netflix to get leads, give me a break. Like, what more do we even talk about? Right. It's just sort of this unbelievable lever that you can pull to get tens of, you mentioned 166,000 actions that were taken, let alone like how many email addresses you could get, how many phone numbers you could get.
Right.
So there's lots of ways to skin that.
So yes, it's important to point out the privacy issues. So everything we collect in general is anonymous. But if our clients wants to build their CRM, wants to grow their newsletter, wants to follow up with engaged viewers with an email or a text, we can do that. And we do it very easily. You see it all the time, privacy pop-up. That's it.
It's just such a great way to leverage excellence in storytelling, excellence in media. But then let's put ourselves in the marketer's perspective, the campaign director perspective. It allows them to actually say, okay, what difference did this campaign make?
Right.
We had 167,000 people take action, and you get to define what that action is.
Yes.
Then we can get to define, if we take it even further, what difference did that action create? Like, oh, they donated an hour of their time to X, Y, and Z. Well, there are multipliers out there. We could say every volunteer hour in the United States is worth around $25 an hour. So great. We can now capitalize on what difference did that make in so many different ways. And so there's so many layers to this conversation. You can just take this path so many different directions. But what I think is important for people to understand is that this is a perfectly like white labeled platform that looks exactly like your campaign, looks like it's coming from you, but you're not having to build this enormous data analytics software platform. You get to leverage it. You know,
we did that.
You did that part. You made that part easy. I think it's fantastic, Julie. I love it.
Yeah, thank you. And for marketers, you brought up a good point. Whether you are marketing your nonprofit campaign or whether you're marketing, let's say, a sustainable product, we work very much in the same way. For example, there's a client that we're just starting with. She has an amazing company. She has a great story to tell. She's an immigrant that's created this successful company that is sustainable business, and its mission is around social impact. So we can engage her consumer around her story and around her impact story to drive ROI. And then on the nonprofit side, gathering all that information is, I mean, look, I worked for nonprofits for years. I really get it. You have to tell your funders what you're actually accomplishing. But even more than that, we can go deep into that data and tell you what that constituent looks like, gender, age, location. We can even get sentiment and knowledge gap. So you can really start to know your potential donor, know your potential consumer, and then message to them better. So that's what we're looking to do.
I love that. I love that. Let's go ahead and go through some of your like use cases that you're excited to share. You mentioned two earlier, but I'd love for you to take it from here. Just give us a run through of what the process has looked like working with them and what the impact is.
Sure. I'll start with something really fun. And I will preface this by saying that most people don't have a project that is this involved. But this is with Netflix and the film One Community it was produced by One Community. And it's held the number one spot globally for Netflix for 5 weeks now. Pretty amazing. So it's been a super exciting project because so many moving parts. And of course, working with, you know, a pretty complicated set of players, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to share my screen here so I can show you all what this looks like.
Fantastic.
So this is the Nonas Impact Hub. And if any of you have seen the film Nonas, which millions of people have, you'll recognize that it looks just like the film. And so you learn a little bit about the campaign called Stories from the Table. You do have a one click to watch Nonas on Netflix, if heaven forbid someone doesn't already have a Netflix account. We set up a program where you can host or join a Nonas watch party. And this really drove a lot of viewership. We created a watch party guide, a social media toolkit, and then you can type in your zip code and you can find a party near you and you can join it or host it yourself. One of the enhancements that our clients really enjoy, we call it Express Yourself. They wanted to call it Drop Your Thoughts. But it's a really easy way to have your audiences, your viewers, just with one click, answer a prompt question, relate a story, hear if they want it to be public, it all goes here into a gallery, a public gallery. And we have thousands here. And it just brings me to tears when I read these stories of individuals and their grandparents. And oh my gosh. We have a closed loop walled garden chat for people to connect with each other over certain topics. And then over here, which is quite fun, the meatball on the fork. This is our plus AI, our plus amplified impact. And what that means is you as a viewer or someone who's interested in the campaign can have a direct dialogue with the film and ask absolutely anything. And the reason I think this is so remarkable, I will bring up another. John Mark, can you still see my screen?
I can still see the Nona's page. You might have to stop and then reshare it again.
Got it. I will do that. Because what's really been transformative for our clients is the data that we're getting from the Plus AI. And I will show you what that looks like. And I'm not sharing client data out of school. This is just a screenshot of one day of the Plus AI usage. And obviously, Nona's is about intergenerational connection. And that you'll see the big box. And that's most of the conversations have been around that. But what we're finding is people are asking about aging in place. They're asking about loneliness. They're asking about care. They're even asking about recipes. They're asking about grief. This is what we can give our clients, a really, really detailed view of what their constituents are thinking and feeling.
That's so great. That is so great. And so the action points that you wanted or that the client wanted to be able to take was obviously engaging with the AI, the watch party. Those were two of the major actions. Was there a third one that I'm missing?
And telling their story so they could understand how are other people looking at intergenerational connections and relationships, so that we feed all of this information to our almost two dozen nonprofit partners to help them understand what they need to message to their groups.
Right. I think that's so exciting. So exciting. What a great project too. A fun one. Very successful project from a media perspective.
Great project, but I can show you a much more scaled down project that is, you know, equally as impactful in terms of the data and the audience engagement. And this is super interesting because we just launched it this week. It's Phoebe Gates' first film on Black maternal health, and it is available to view on Paramount, and also it will be on MTV. This looks very different, obviously, because it's for a film called Water Angel, and they wanted their film, which is quite short, they wanted the film embedded in their impact hub for lots of reasons. We attach to all social posts and any collateral whatsoever. So this is a great way to get more eyeballs onto that content as well. We're obviously telling people about Water Angel. We want people to share the video through all of their social networks. The next thing they want was for people to tell their story. As I just mentioned, and you guys saw the Drop Your Thoughts, here it's called Express. And again, you have that one click to share photos, text, or a voice message about your thoughts about Black maternal health. And it's already being populated, and it just has been live for an hour or so. And then we have a guide on maternal health as well. So very simple, but we're getting a lot of detailed information just from these three calls to action. And it's a very affordable and very easy to implement option.
That's so great. And so just the guide, right? If we were going to talk about education, you download the guide, you could take a pre-survey, you could have a post survey, and just be able to measure, like, what did you learn? What was the knowledge?
Right.
And so from someone that does a lot of impact measurement, like, that is so important, right? Specifically around maternal health, right? This is a huge, huge, huge issue that we have in the United States and around the world.
I had no idea how terrible it actually was until we got into this. You know, Wisconsin has the highest rate of Black maternal deaths.
I did not.
Wisconsin, really? Yeah. So this is exactly why we do the work that we do, is we want to make things better.
That is so great. That is so exciting. And what a great platform. It's so fun to think about, because you were with BNP before, right? Before you started,
Paribas, which is the seventh or eighth largest private bank in the world, right?
Right. And you saw the opportunity. You're in New York. You're like, I think we can make this happen. So you took the leap. You saw the opportunity, but man, like, it's just work, right? You've got to go build the platform. You've got to build the relationships. You got to hustle and make it happen, because it's such important work, but it's so valuable from the standpoint. It's multifaceted impact. You can clearly show the impact of the product. So this many people took action. This many people are, you know, we saw this much improvement in X, Y, or Z, whatever impact metrics are going to work there. But then from the nonprofit perspective of, here's how I can justify the value of the campaign to funders and to other stakeholders so that we can do more, right? But it's also what you've built, which is very different, is you have this qualitative, you know, data capture through the AI feature and through the Express feature that most platforms do not take into account, right? Usually these are siloed tools where, okay, this is a campaign tool, this is a quantitative tool, this is a qualitative tool. You've brought all of those in together, which is really, really exciting.
I appreciate that, because, you know, how many times have we read about either a film or a campaign, maybe even a brand, that talks about they want to shift culture? Okay, how do you know? You know, and what has been challenging that you mentioned about, you know, leaving, you know, Midtown Manhattan Bank and starting this company, when you do something that hasn't existed before, I had no idea how hard that would be. Change is difficult for everyone. And to have films, nonprofits, and campaigns, others, finally come to the realization that, oh my gosh, you know, I can know this. But there's also some fear with that, right? What if my message is not getting the engagement that we thought it got? But isn't it better to know that?
We've had these conversations so many times. It's great hearing you say it. We've had these conversations so often, because, you know, the cat's going to come out of the bag. You're going to find out eventually, right? The light will shine in the darkness. And so it's the kind of thing where, yes, you want to know sooner rather than later. You absolutely want to know sooner rather than later. But it's almost like, what's the phrase, where you're waiting on the other shoe to drop? You see that so often. It's like, ooh, sometimes it feels more comfortable not.
Yes.
But the reality is they're going to know. And it's a scary thing. And what this typically looks like, Julie, from our perspective, I'd love to hear yours. It ends in a lot of lost funding. Like, funders leave. They're like, oh, wow, I thought you were doing X and you're doing X minus 1,000. Not what we thought. We're out of here. And we see that all of the time in losing donors. While at the same time, even just attempting to prove impact, not even proving it yet, but attempting to prove, is remarkably rewarded from a financial standpoint.
Oh my gosh. You know, the board loves it. Your donors love it. You're being honest and you're saying, we are trying, we're really tracking this, you know, and from big NGOs on down, everybody needs to know what's working in their world. I mean, not only from a pretty obvious issue that everybody needs more funding today. You have to tell a good story. You have to engage those donors in a really great way. You have to know what's working, and then keep iterating on that cycle. The other part of that is our global challenges are not getting any smaller. I mean, if we can't be better at getting people activated around things that we know work, shame on us. And people generally want to do something. If you give them the tools to take action that are easy, that are frictionless, that are relevant to their life, they will do something. I mean, we've proven that. And it's pretty extraordinary.
That's so great. Just from a data collection perspective, like this is such an easy way to collect different types of data. You know, again, just going back to the, you know, the qualitative, the quantitative and everything like that, but just being able to capture the pulse of what did people think about this campaign? Invaluable.
Right.
So valuable. But just being able to guide people towards taking action, give them a clear plan as to how they can win the day or how they can take action, how they can make the world a better place,
right.
I think is so important.
Isn't it funny that we sort of just expect people to do something? I mean, I can't tell you how many filmmakers I've talked to that have said, yeah, well, we want people to, you know, X, Y, Z. I'm like, okay, so how are people supposed to know that? And all of a sudden this light bulb goes off. They're like, yeah. And then when the filmmakers realize that when their next project is coming up, they can go to their funder, their sponsor and say, with my previous film, I got, you know, 120,000 people to do. It helps a lot with them getting that money that they need to tell another important social impact story.
I think that's so important. It gets away from the, this is just the right thing to do. And people are going to take action. Getting people to change is probably the hardest thing we could ever endeavor upon.
Yes. Guilty as charged.
Right here.
And I should also add that, you know, given where we are today, we are not political. We are not out there waving a flag in any way, shape, or form. We are just helping our clients amplify the message that they want to put out, engage their folks in the easiest way possible, and then measure what's actually happening so we can help that communication be even stronger.
Yeah, just think about, I mean, you have a much closer insight to this than I do, but the energy and effort that goes into these films, these campaigns, like it's so much work. It's so much work.
And money.
So much money.
Yeah.
I have a good friend that her husband's a filmmaker and it's just full on, right? If anybody thinks that it is a simple, fun gig, it is just work, you know, lots around the clock. But just being able to capture, okay, and why did it matter? Did it matter? What did people think? What's next?
Right.
Answers all those questions, right? You answer all those questions for them. You got this beautiful way to capture this information and call people to action in respectful and meaningful ways.
Yeah.
I think it's really exciting.
We often describe it as going beyond the screen, you know, and really delivering a return on your narrative. Whatever that narrative happens to be, you want to know that it has value besides that view on the phone or laptop or wherever.
That's so cool. Well, you did something above and beyond. You put together this really cool checklist that people can use when they're planning out these campaigns, but specifically from an impact measurement perspective. And so Julie knows this. I'm saying this for everyone who's listening. Julie is dialed in on what impact actually is, right? The change that you want to create through your programs, through your organization. She's not using impact as a buzzword. She's a pro, right? She knows the industry better than 99.9% of folks out. But she also knows what it takes to plan out these campaigns and the amount of work and diligence that it takes. And Julie, do you want to talk about this 12-step PDF that you put together, 12 steps to an effective impact strategy for purpose-driven films and content?
You bet. Thank you for sharing this with everyone, too. I really appreciate it because we designed this really off of what we learned from our clients. And some of this is quite obvious. So I apologize, but it bears repeating. You have to understand what your impact goals are. I can't tell you how many projects we come into, and we're happy to help you define those impact goals. And we love doing that. Actually, we have a series coming up on NBC around gender violence. And we came in at the very beginning of looking at the impact goals of that series. So first and foremost, start with your goals and then look at who your stakeholders are. Who can you bring in around the table? Because that can really amplify your work as well. And make sure you're measuring what matters. As I say all the time, you know, clicks, likes, and shares are great things, but do those really matter to your goals, whether it's fundraising or selling a product or shifting culture. Partnership communities are key. We believe in having a centralized hub for these actions. That's what we, one of the tech tools that we provide. And we believe in embedding that into your content so there is no friction and no lag time involved. We always focus on purpose, and we always invite the audience to take action. In terms of measurement, we're measuring in real time. So when you're a client of Plus Media's, you have your dashboard that you can look at 24/7, and you can see how people are reacting to your content. And I talked about this, creating this cycle. We are always adjusting and enhancing, and we're creating that long tail effect of your campaign. So happy to talk to anyone and help them, you know, brainstorm about what might work for their campaign.
Absolutely. I think that was wonderfully said. Obviously, you can go to plusmedia.solutions to be able to find out more about Julie's company. But I think, Julie, I think you and I connected on LinkedIn, so she's also super active.
I know. Because I read about your great work and I'm like, I got to meet this guy.
You're too nice. Well, Julie, this has been a great conversation. You're super smart. Love what you've built and super excited for the future of the organization, but even more excited for the folks that are going to leverage Plus Media Solutions to be able to create a greater impact through their campaigns and raise more money and do a whole lot more good. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Mark. John Mark, take care.
Take care.